Well, hello there, it's Morgan Harper Nichols here. I'm an artist and writer, and this is a space where I share words throughout the week that I hope can encourage you to take a deep breath as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Today's piece is called For the One Seeking Patience. Patience, like many things, is a rhythm, and sometimes the more we are seeking patience, the harder it can be to find. In a way, the rhythm of patience ends up finding us when we stop looking for it. We wake up one day and realize that even though we've been waiting for weeks, months, years, somehow we learned how to pace ourselves through this. Somehow we learned to find joy in unexpected places. Beauty tucked in the everyday, even in the wild of uncertainty. Quietly but radiantly, patience was alive in the layers of each of those moments. You were learning how to wait in a way that didn't stop you from living. Patience was a rhythm you were learning to dance to, even though you couldn't see it at the time. You'll see this in photographs you've taken over the past year. Even though the state of the world trembled with chaos and unknowns. In the photographs, the sky was still blue in the background. Morning sunlight poured in through the window over your shoulder and flooded the page of the book you were reading. When you look at the date of that photograph, you know for sure that this day was anything but perfect. The news headlines alone reminded you there was a lot going on that needed attention. And at the same time, there were flickers of hope and grace. This doesn't wash away the grief, suffering, injustices, and loss. Instead, it just reveals to us this really complicated paradox that is very hard for humans to grasp. While we wait for answers, while we wait for justice, while our souls cry out for new mornings, the present moment is inviting us to remember the deep breaths and the peace that is still possible, the rhythms of patience that allow us to grow in resilience and endurance collectively as we work in pursuit of change. Now, patience will feel at times counterproductive. Taking a moment to breathe under a blue sky on a chaotic day might feel wrong. However, if you happen to notice any little thing that reminds you to breathe, that reminds you to pace yourself through this, I hope that you can hold it close to your heart. I hope you can listen for the rhythms of patience by listening for the sounds of harmony among the birds. The expressiveness of children's laughter, the unapologetically joyful music of historically silenced voices, and at every point on this journey, let them remind you, even when the wait lasts longer than expected, we are still being directed. The chaotic noise of destruction cannot drown out the rhythm of patient drums of hope. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. When is it hardest to be patient and why? Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you here tomorrow.